This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key. What a beautiful skyline here in New York City as we get started on a Wednesday. And more importantly, the fantasy football marathon here at ESPN continues as we have full coverage for you, of course. We'll talk it more today during the show, and we encourage you to sign up and play right now, ESPN.com/FFL, or you just get the ESPN Fantasy app. It's the easiest way to do it. You get it on your phone. You can manage your team right there on the phone. It is the number one fantasy app in the world, and of course, it's completely free. Key, what was your biggest value as a fantasy player? Did you ever track that stuff as a player?
No.
Ever care about
I didn't.
That stuff?
I didn't at all. I didn't pay attention to it really. It was really.
Wasn't really an app back when you were playing.
No, I don't think it was an app. It might have been, who knows. But I know it was a big thing, right? Fantasy football. You'd go out somewhere in a restaurant, somebody tell you you did great for them. And you go out somewhere else, and a couple weeks later, somebody said you didn't help me. So. You know, I get it. I understand it. It's fun to play. I don't play it much, but I get it.
It's different for players. Like it's a different thing for players. For fans, it's something where it's a couple of things for fans, in my opinion. It's fun because it's your team. You kind of put together a group. It's you feel like a bit of a general manager. It's a way you can see how to manage a roster and understand how that stuff goes in a week-by-week thing. You scout a little bit, who are they playing, you know, all that stuff. No, it's a lot of – you really do put a lot of time in. It's also fun because it's another way you can trash talk your friends. You know, when my team that I root for might suck, but my fantasy team's good. You know,
I feel good about players, that. I think a lot of players, though, because you play for real and not for fantasy, you know.
You focus so much on who's actually good.
It's really about playing the game and not a bunch of numbers. Because a guy can have great fantasy numbers and a team could suck.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's...
It just gets you through a season. It's another also way you get to know the league a lot better, too, this way, because you really have to put in that kind of research. So, once again, we'll have Field Yates on with us. We'll have Stephon Yabel on with us, and we'll carry you through as the fantasy football marathon continues. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number, of course, to join the conversation at KeyJNZ on Twitter. And Key, in real news in the NFL... is the signing of Jamal Adams, who we talked about this, I think, a little bit yesterday, as Jamal Adams and the Seahawks were, you know, in an impasse over his contract. And
as I watched your skin crawl, as you mentioned, Jamal Adams and his contract.
Why would my skin crawl about
because
that?
He's a former Jet that got moved.
Yeah, but it worked. Look, that trade worked out for everybody, and that doesn't always happen. The Jets weren't ready to pay. The Jets weren't ready to have a safety as their highest paid player.
Well, that wasn't a rebuild. That wasn't you and Evan's gripe, though.
What was the gripe?
E-Dub, as I like to call him. The gripe is that it was always an issue. Wherever he goes, it was an issue. He went to Seattle, it was an issue because he wanted new money. As I told you, he's going to get his money. He's going to get that.
Clearly.
The Jets didn't want to give it to him. They talked about giving it to him, and then whatever they did, they decided not to, and they traded him. And so because you guys are huge Jet fans, it just seemed like, you know, it's one of those things. That's all right.
First of all, let's explain why it's one of those things that would make your skin crawl. It's not him getting paid. It's the whole act. I'm sure he had to do this to get out of there. But that whole thing, the complaining, you know, just – He made it all about himself, staying away from the team, trashing the Jets, all that stuff. Like, you just – it's unbecoming. I'm sorry. It's unbecoming. It wasn't something where I was, like, rooting for the guy. I just was like, oh, give me a break, man. Like, come on. Like, the way he was acting, but I guess he had to do it to get traded. And he eventually did. He eventually got paid.
Jamal wouldn't have wanted to get traded if they'd have gave him a contract.
Yeah, right. And you think that would that have been a good business decision?
All they had to do was make him the highest paid safety in the
league. Oh, yeah. What a great decision that would be. You talk about Jets going to Jet.
I think it would have been great if they could have kept him. But I think both sides won in this situation. Seattle got what they wanted.
Yeah.
They needed a difference maker on the back end of their defense. They certainly got one in Jamal. He just got to stay healthy. He missed 4 games last year. He's been in and out of the lineup throughout his career because of his style of play. He's very aggressive. Mm-hmm. The Jets got 2 number one picks. Great for them.
Yeah, one this past draft, which they packaged to move up to get Elijah Vera Tucker, who's going to be another longtime piece of an offensive line that they're rebuilding. And then, of course, they have next year's first-round pick from Seattle as well that they could use. So they have a lot of first-round picks. They got 2 out of this deal. And the Seahawks got Jamal at $72 million max value, a $20 million signing bonus. 38 of it is guaranteed out of the 72. And, it keeps him there now through 2025. And it keeps him there as part of a defense that they are also trying to rebuild there with him as – a big part of what they're doing going forward.
What's great about this deal for him, though, is it's a short deal. It's only 4 years. It's not long. They'll see him again in 2 to 3 years and give new money again. That's the beauty of the deal. A lot of people aren't really focused in on that. They're just looking at the total value of the contract.
He's getting 20 of it in a signing bonus.
Well, he'll get 20 of it in the signing bonus, but 38, I believe 36 of it will be paid out to him
in the first 2 years.
Spring.
That's right.
Of next season.
The first day of the new league year March.
Yeah, in March. So
he will get another, right, to 20 like another, and then another 16.
16. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, good business for him.
Good deal.
Yeah, good deal for him. Good business for him. Good job
always
by his agents, Kevin
value.
Connor, Robert Brown.
You always want present value.
Well, speaking of value, and again, I'll get to something that Jamal said, too. If you're a Seahawks fan, you'll love it. And I'll say this, too, knowing Jamal as the years he spent in New York, is that he's really good at the sound bites. Like, he can get you excited with some things that he says.
He's a really
good talker. But one thing the Seahawks made sure to do is not make sure that he would not get a higher annual average than Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner is a future Hall of Famer. Like, he's still going to be – he's still their best defensive player.
Right now. Jamal will eventually surpass him on that, but this could be the second coming of the Legion of Boom. Akilah Weatherspoon came over from San Francisco, who's a big, long cornerback that played for the Niners for a couple years out of Colorado. A lot of Richard Sherman in him. And now you bring in a Jamal. Now you bring in a Jamal Adams. And Jamal Adams got a lot of – Cam Chancellor, what was the other safety? The other safety they had in Seattle for all those years that was part of the Legion of Boom. Earl Thomas. He's got a lot of Earl Thomas in him. So when you look at that, that's just the start of a little piece of the puzzle that could turn into some great things. And you mentioned Bobby Wagner. But what they got to do is they got to get some pass rush up front. Mm-hmm. They can't use pass rush out of the secondary because that's what they did with Jamal Adams. He led the team in sacks. He was the best pass rusher a year ago, and you certainly don't want that out of your secondary.
That's his strength. He's not great in coverage, but he's terrific.
Yeah,
that's right.
Line me up on him. Jake numbers.
Well, speaking of what you mentioned, too, another version of the Legion of Boom, that's exactly what Jamal Adams talked about when it comes to what they're trying to create in Seattle.
You know, we're always watching, you know, the old film and understanding what came before us. You know, we have a tremendous respect for those guys. We have to put those guys in their own category, our own lane. We got our own mission that we're fighting. We're not trying to be like them. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to, you know, do the best we can and bring the energy, bring the flow back, the juice, the swagger, and, you know, bring back a little of the Legion of Boom, man, maybe part 2.
That's going
to
be
Jamal
important.
Jamal needs to work on his hands, too, by the way. He can't catch a cold in Alaska on a rainy day. That's why he play DB, though.
You just want him hitting people. You want him being
a
disruptor.
No, I want him to catch the ball because they're going to throw it his way.
Yeah.
Earl Thomas caught the ball.
Yeah.
He was fabulous at getting interceptions. Jamal, for some reason, Jamal likes to drop the ball.
I don't know if he likes to do it.
I don't know. He just got
it just happens.
Stone hands.
But still, with that offense and the potential of what it can be, right, with Russell Wilson, what can their defense? I mean, their defense just has to be capable. Like, what does their defense have to be?
I think their defense needs to improve the second half of the season. They certainly improved, but I think the offense for Seattle kind of gave them an opportunity by slowing things down, where in the first half of the season, the offense was throwing the ball all over the place, and they got into a little bit of a turnover funk and put the defense in a bad position. And the defensive side of the ball was kind of growing. They picked up Jamal. They got him. He was trying to learn. Then he missed a little bit of time. I forgot who else was it. Carlos Dansby that they picked up from Cincinnati. That was a little bit of a learning curve for him. Rasheen Green was a young player, defensive tackle, defensive end that was coming along. So when you start to look at the way that defense started to gel, they just ran out of time. I think Ken Norton will start to get them to play a little bit better earlier this year than they did last.
Yeah, I mean, their defense, again, if they're just capable with that offense, that could be a really good team. And obviously what is a very tough division, right? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right, so coming up now, more news in the NFL after Jamal Adams now is added, and that's all taken care of. What you have now is on the East Coast, you have a team that moved on from a franchise player, from a franchise quarterback. But they have the replacement, and yet they have yet to decide whether or not, or at least announce whether or not he is QB1. Why not? What is going on in Philadelphia? We'll discuss that coming up next after Key has this.
Finding the perfect hire can feel like searching for a needle in a bottomless haystack of resumes. Indeed makes hiring fast and simple with 135 skill tests to help candidates prove they have the experience your job requires. Their powerful hiring platform even helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right on their site, which is probably why Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. To learn more about finding your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Quite honestly, I think you need to see just a little bit more of what you saw, which was a guy who looked supremely confident.
You have to be optimistic about it all, right? It's about how you see it. Is the glass half empty or is it half full? Are we executing? Are we doing the things that we need to do?
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back. So, yes, around the NFL, we talk about a lot of different quarterback situations. And in one place in Philadelphia, they made a change. They had a young quarterback. They thought he was the franchise. They paid him as such. But then they moved on from him. That's Carson Wentz. And last year, Key, when the Eagles made this change, when they finally did, when Doug Peterson finally made the change, it's Jalen Hurts. It was felt like, well, he's not Carson Wentz. But there's more to Jalen Hurts than just the fact that he wasn't Carson Wentz. There's that faith in him that his teammates showed. They love him in the huddle. There's a lot of things about him. And in fact, as the Eagles and Patriots are having their combined workouts right during training camp, he's done really well. Like, he's looked good. People have been reporting about how good he has looked so far. But let's make this straight talk, right? Straight Talk Wireless. We had Sal Palantonio on yesterday, and he has been around that camp. And he took note of the fact that Nick Sirianni, the new head coach of the Eagles, just refuses to name Hurts his QB1.
Nick Sirianni, for some reason, Key, I don't understand it, has not publicly said or refuses to publicly pronounce that Jalen Hurts is the Eagles' starting quarterback. I don't get it. No one believes Sirianni, not the players, not the organization, not the fans. Nobody. To me, he's just perpetuating this fiction. And to me, it only cuts into his own credibility. It's a misguided approach, in my opinion. And if you're asking me if there's any chance that Joe Flacco beats out a healthy Jalen Hurts, any chance, and I would say zero, period, full stop, next sentence. No way.
Tell us how you really feel, Sal.
No one believes. He doesn't even believe it. He's the head coach.
It's the most bizarre thing.
But that's what they do. They're not. It's training camp. Sal knows this. They're not going to tell. That's just what they want to do. They want everything to be a mystery and just kind of, you know, it was very easy to go, Kyler Murray is the starting quarterback. We drafted him number one overall. And we traded Josh Rosen, by the way, who just got cut.
Yeah, we'll talk about Josh Rosen.
So when you think about it, that's easy, right? If Cliff Kingsbury started to play that game, then people would be like, what are you doing? Jalen Hurts' situation is such that he only started four games for them last year. And they brought in a veteran in Joe Flacco, and Sal is right. He's not starting over Jalen Hurts. It's just not going to happen.
And the fact that Flacco was, you know, shredding threes and fours in the preseason game,
let's not get carried away about that. No, it's not going to happen. But I understand why the coach wants to keep the young man interested in the opportunity to start at quarterback. Because if he names him the starter, he may feel like that Jalen Hurts is not going to continue to show progress, that all of a sudden, because he doesn't know him. And if you don't know somebody, you want to kind of gauge everything. Like, if he doesn't know him.
Well, so my good friend Jordan Schultz tweeted this the other day. He said that there's a fast-growing sentiment among the Eagles players that Jalen Hurts is undoubtedly the franchise quarterback. His work ethic, intangibles, and overall skill level have captured the entire locker room.
Yes.
Players I've spoken with are consistently blown away by Hurts on and off the field. So as Sal said, though, Sirianni is a first-year coach.
Yeah.
Does this hurt his credibility in the locker room by not doing it? The players are like, what is this guy doing? Like,
no, because they understand that he is a coach. I don't know how many times I'm going to have to beat you in the head on this. He's a coach. He's not going to tell you anything. He wants to hold something back so he has something to talk about when he goes to the podium after game two of the preseason against the New England Patriots, whatever day that is, Tuesday, Wednesday, and say, oh, Jalen Hurts is our starting quarterback. He'll be starting game one. Mm-hmm. He wants to be – if he does that now, he doesn't have anything to give you after the Patriots game. That's what they do.
I don't need you to give me anything. I just need you to be straight about it. Like, we all see it. We all know.
Yeah, but how many times have we had this conversation?
I know.
We all see it. Yeah. We all know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And this same conversation I had last year with Mitch Trubisky and Nick Foles. Nick Foles got hurt, and Matt Nagy, well, I don't know. No, you do know who you're going to start. You're getting ready to start Mitch damn Trubisky, so stop trying to play that game.
You know what's funny about this, though? Now I see why you want to beat me over the head. Because the same thing but opposite is going on in New England, where Bill Belichick is telling you who QB1 is, and we're like, yeah, we don't believe you. So I guess in a way you make a point, is that no matter what you say, we're going to have our own conclusion from it.
Yes.
That's probably what this is about. I don't know. Sal's saying it the way he said it about the credibility factor, and why are we playing this game? Why is this charade of this guy? We know
but
he's
also,
your quarterback. Just
Sal
say
is Philly.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't have time for the head coach to be playing games with him.
Right.
Just, I am Philly. I'll run your ass out of town. That's true about Sal.
Yeah.
He's in the building.
Yep.
He's going to get all the information. Mm-hmm. So you might as well just tell him.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, like, just tell him.
Yeah, don't play games with me, Sonny. Yeah, that's probably what that's about. But still, very interesting and also a story certainly to watch in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts, very popular with his teammates. There's no doubt about that.
That's his head coach. Yeah. You got to remember what I keep telling you, Al. It's all it takes is for your teammates to go, yeah, that dude right there.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, I like the way he walks around here. It just feels right.
And he's so different personality-wise in the huddle compared to Carson.
I remember
Wentz.
When I was young then, but I remember when Vinny Testaverde first took over the Jets.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I just like the way
he looked. Went from Glenn Foley to him because remember Vinny was the backup. Vinny was the backup, and then he became
but
the starter.
You knew he was right.
Came. Yeah. You could tell. All right, that was Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So more quarterback conversations and more. Coming up, will Justin Fields be the best rookie quarterback this year? It's time for Fields or the Field. We're going to play a little game with you next after I tell you about DoorDash. DoorDash here with Summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. Need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings, exclusive menu items, and $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass in the DoorDash app. And stay cool out there. Terms and conditions apply.
As a fan, this is amazing.
No,
this is the time of the year.
This is what we talked about. This is real, man.
This is real.
Are you ready? I'm ready.
This is Freddie Coleman, and you know I'm ready.
This is Greedy. Northwestern is ready.
Ian Fitzsimmons here. I'm ready. And so are Oklahoma and Texas. Sort of. The SEC.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
SportsCenter right now, Jamal Adams signs an extension to become the NFL's highest paid safety. 4-year extension with the Seahawks carries a max value of $72 million, a $20 million signing bonus, and $38 million guaranteed. His agents Kevin Connor and Robert Brown of Universal Sports told our own Adam Schefter the extension will be added to the final year of Adams' rookie deal, so he's now under contract through the 2025 season. Seattle acquired Adams from the Jets last August in a deal that sent two first-round picks to New York. Here's Adams with Chris Berman on getting the deal done.
Man, I'm just so fortunate to be a part of such a unique organization, great coaching staff, great fan base, great teammates. The next goal is to get to the championship and win it. That's our goal, man.
To the NBA, Summer League completed. with the Kings, crowned champions of the Summer League. They routed the Celtics 100-67. Fittingly, it was Lewis King who finished with 21 points to help the Kings win Sacramento's first Summer League title since 2014. Key, do you raise a banner?
No.
All right, some more serious news in baseball, where ace pitcher Chris Bassitt was taken to the hospital after a 100-mile-an-hour line drive struck him right in the head. It was a scary scene. The Oakland ace went right to the ground after being struck by the ball. It came off White Sox outfielder Brian Goodwin's bat, clocked at 100.1 miles per hour. Bob Melvin, the coach of the A's, said Bassitt is, quote, conscious. He was the entire time. Added that we don't think the eye is a problem at this point. Felt like it was below it. He got some cuts that needed some stitches. He's in a scan and we'll know more about potential fractures on Tuesday. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed is hiring, becoming your second job. Quit the hassle and get on Indeed. You'll find great candidates fast with Instant Match. Just sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Justin, what was it like in your first game adjusting to the NFL speed?
It was actually kind of slow to me, to be honest.
Justin Fields pulls into the end zone with a touchdown.
This has been my dream, so I was ready to get out there.
Having that game-like setting, the introduction to the NFL and the whole game, it was a great experience.
Trey Lance rolled left through right, and good night, touchdown.
And we continue with the ESPN Fantasy Football Marathon. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key. And on the Goodyear Hotline, we are joined by Field Yates. How's it going, Field? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing? Again, hopefully you guys are getting a little bit more sleep than I am. No, I'm just kidding. It actually isn't that bad this year. But you guys do a radio show at 6 a.m. in the morning. You don't know what sleep is.
Man, your team know one sleep, especially when it is fantasy football time. Again, remind everybody to get the ESPN Fantasy app. It's the number one fantasy app in the world. Easy to sign up and play. You can go to ESPN.com/FFL. Or, like I said, just get the app. Put it on your phone. You can manage your team, manage your league, do everything right there on the phone. So while we are getting ready for the fantasy football season, Field, let's play a game. And of course, we're going to have a play on words with your name. And it's actually going to be fitting with another player. We're going to call it Take the Field. And you know how this works, right? We give you a name or the field, and you decide who you're going with on these different categories. So let's begin fittingly, Field Yates, with Justin Fields. Justin Fields will be the best rookie quarterback this season. Do you take Justin Fields or the field? Field?
So I think we're looking at this through the fantasy vein. And along those lines, I'm actually going to take the field, and go with Trey Lance specifically is who I have in mind. And the reason being that while Justin Fields has a lot of the similar skills that Trey Lance does, Trey Lance plays in an offense that we have seen produce maybe not quite superstars, but really solid quarterback play and really solid skill position player play, even when guys have been hurt. The 49ers under Kyle Shanahan just manufacture points. And as we saw during Trey Lance's best play in his first preseason game, it was an 80-yard touchdown that was a great throw, but he had a wide-open wide receiver who was schemed open by Kyle Shanahan. So give me the field, and I specifically have Trey Lance in mind.
Yeah, you took the field. I'm going to take Justin Fields because, much like you said about a high-octane offense in San Francisco, they schemed in a preseason game for Trey Lance to be successful on that particular play. Here we are with Justin Fields. Matt Nagy's been waiting to get his own quarterback to show off his passing game offense. And I think when you look at Justin Fields, this is what Chicago's been waiting for, to put up points against the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings, along with Detroit. So I'm taking Justin Fields.
All right. And the only thing I'll add here is that, especially if we're talking fantasy field, you want a guy that's going to play. And we're not 100% sure, although I know there's indications that Trey Lance will play at some point or sometime with Jimmy G. we kind of have a feeling that Justin Fields might be the starting quarterback of the Bears, might even be from week one. So that's that one. Okay, so now that we got the game underway, we're playing Take the Field. Field Yates joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's go with this one. Najee Harris will be the best rookie running back. Do you take Najee Harris or the field?
I'm taking Najee in this case, and not just because he was the first running back drafted, but the circumstances surrounding his draft pick. The Steelers, to a man, will tell you consistently that they had a massive issue of imbalance last year. They threw the football way too much. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers aren't afraid to sort of turn back the clock in a league where so many teams are throwing the football to set up the run, or just throwing the football and throwing the football some more. It wouldn't surprise me if Najee Harris had 320 rushes this year and 45 or 50 catches, especially when you factor in the 17th game. I expect him to be one of the busiest running backs in the entire league, not just amongst rookies. So give me Najee Harris.
I'm going to take Najee Harris to follow you, Field. I think when you look at it, much like you mentioned, both in the run game and the pass game, terrific pass catcher out of the backfield when he was at Alabama. And we all know how Pittsburgh likes to use their running backs in the passing game. So that, for me, I'm taking him.
Yeah, that might have been the easiest one of all of them. All right, we continue. Take the field with Field Yates. How about this one as we discuss coaching? So not as much of a fantasy question here. Matt Nagy will be the first coach on the hot seat this season. Do you take the Bears coach or do you take the field?
Ooh, I'm going to go with the field only because if Justin Fields is really good for the Bears right away, then Matt Nagy may be in a different conversation, as in like early coach of the year favorite. And there are some coaches around the NFL that I think, and it's always hard to forecast pressure a year out, but there are some coaches that I think we know are going to need a big season this year to feel really comfortable with their future going forward. Zach Taylor with the Bengals is one that comes to mind. Perhaps Mike McCarthy with the Cowboys, if they don't turn things around because they hired him because of his winning pedigree to win a lot of games in a hurry. So those would be a couple that come to mind, but I'm sure there are others. Vic Fangio in Denver, really good roster without a great quarterback. He will be another name that maybe comes to mind. And all these men, by the way, could lead successful campaigns. But I'm going to go with the field as opposed to Matt Nagy in this case.
Yeah, I'm going to follow you up there, Yates. I'm going to go with the field as well. When you think about some of the coaches that's out there, can John Gruden somehow get the Raiders into the playoffs? And if he doesn't, will Davis get mad and say, I'm sick and tired of this? What's going to happen to Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona? Mm-hmm. You mentioned Vic Fangio. You think about that. Joe Judge, what New York, you know, they go crazy when things don't happen the way that they anticipate them, you know, doing. So I'm going to take the field.
All right, well, speaking of New York, as we continue with Take the Field, Field Yates joining us here on the show. How about this one? Daniel Jones will have the best season among third-year quarterbacks. Do you take Daniel Jones or a very thin field?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the field here because Kyler Murray is part of that field. And Kyler Murray, of course, the same draft class as Daniel Jones and, of course, the number one pick, the rookie of the year, a guy who showed some progress last year. It's not perfect yet from Kyler Murray, and there is a lot of pressure on Arizona as an organization this year, as he just alluded to. But Daniel Jones has a major, major work to do, specifically with turning the football over. We all know that. He has really good weapons around him when Kenny Golladay and eventually Saquon Barkley and Kadarius Toney are healthy. But give me Kyler Murray, who's just been a much more dynamic player up to this point in his career and more consistent and helped his team win more than Daniel Jones has for the first two seasons of their career.
I think I'm going to take the field because especially when we're talking about fantasy football here, Kyler Murray is going to put up big numbers in that offense. And if he could just stay healthy, then Arizona may have an opportunity to sneak into the playoffs on his arm alone. They got a plethora of weapons at the wide receiver. We already know what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do. He wants to air it all over the place. And then when Kyler Murray pulls it down, he's good for, you know, 600-700 yards plus.
Daniel Jones can run as well, and he's got a lot of weapons on that offense. So you wonder how those two will stack up. The other two, though, would be, you know, obviously Dwayne Haskins, Drew Lock, other names to watch in that third year as well. All right, continuing with Take the Field. Field Yates joining us on the show. Dak Prescott will have the best season among guys returning from injury. Do you take Dak Prescott or the field?
Yeah, my instinct is to take the field because, unfortunately, we had so many players get injured last year, yeah. right? I think Dak's going to have a great season, and I'm not concerned about the shoulder, at least on August 18th as we talk about it. But Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, you know, I know Michael Thomas's return is a lot more uncertain in terms of the specific timeline. Odell. But sadly, in the NFL, we had Odell, another guy coming back off of the torn ACL. There are a lot of players that suffered significant injuries last year. So it's a numbers game here. And I do think Christian McCaffrey, who prior to last year had never missed a game in his high school, college, or pro career other than when he opted out of the bowl game during his final year at Stanford. Last year was the first time he's ever been banged up. And last season, it's not that the injuries weren't real, but the Panthers were going to be as conservative as needed because their season was really going nowhere last season. They didn't need Christian McCaffrey to rush back from an ankle sprain or a shoulder issue. He is their franchise, or at least was their franchise. If they have a quarterback that they can count on as Sam Darnold going forward, he could enter that conversation. But McCaffrey is their best player. They don't want to rush him back. I think this year he looks a lot like the 2018 and 2019 version of Christian McCaffrey, which in fantasy is the best player in the entire game.
Yeah, I'm not going to take the field. I'm going to take Dak Prescott in this situation, Yates, because I think when you got a quarterback who touches the ball as much as he does, you only can put up big-time numbers. We know what they have at the receiver position. The running back spot is there, Ezekiel Elliott. And the Cowboys are actually trying to get into the playoffs and make a strong run. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is with the production of their $150-plus million quarterback in Dak Prescott. So when you look at these other guys, none of them touch the ball nowhere near as much as Dak Prescott.
All right, staying with quarterbacks, one final category in the Take the Field game we're playing right now. Field Yates joining us on the show. Matthew Stafford will be the best quarterback in the NFC West, a very challenging division. So do you take Matthew Stafford or do you take the field in that division? Field Yates?
I'm taking the field here. This one's easy to me, right? Because Russell Wilson's a better player than Matthew Stafford already. And you could have excellent, excellent quarterback play from all three teams in that division besides the Los Angeles Rams. But Russell Wilson, not only has he been excellent, but you can count on him. He's never missed a game in his NFL career, never come close to missing a game. Russell Wilson is built like steel, an incredible player in both fantasy and real life. The Seahawks, as we know, have been a consistent winner with Russell Wilson at quarterback. They've largely had a good roster. But Russell Wilson has also helped sort of be rising tide floats all boats. Russell Wilson is the rising tide in Seattle. So give me the field here, although I am excited to see Matthew Stafford playing with Sean McVay.
Yeah, I'll take the field too, Yates, because when you mentioned Russell Wilson, one thing that Seattle loves to do is they, with DK Metcalf along with Lockett, they like to push the ball down the field. So that's going to get a lot of yardage there. Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay, that's a West Coast, a real true West Coast system, dink and dunk. They don't have anybody that they rely on the vertical stretch game. So I don't know what that looks like. And then we obviously, whether it's Trey Lance or Jimmy G, we know that Kyle Shanahan, another team that likes to push the ball down the field. And then you talk about Arizona. We just talked about Kyler Murray and putting up big numbers there. So I think the field wins on this one.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Take the Field. That was a lot of fun, Field. I enjoyed that. It's really
– Yeah, Field.
Yeah,
we're
taking
to go the
back
field,
and
field.
Forth. We're taking a lot. Yeah, there was a lot of taking the field in this one, which I just think was the play off your name. But – So as we are talking about, of course, it's the fantasy football marathon going on at ESPN. And I know, Field, you've been talking about a lot of fantasy football since last night, and you will continue for the rest of the day. Before I let you go, though, I want to ask you this. So the first non-running back you would take in a fantasy draft, what would it be? Who would it be?
It would be Travis Kelce because and while there are incredible wide receivers this year, Devontae Adams would be probably the highest rated amongst fantasy wide receivers, and Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill right there in the same category. Travis Kelce is unique relative to others at his position. He is the best tight end in fantasy, and it's really not close. So not only are you getting the best player at his position, but you're getting a significant edge. It's almost like if you have Travis Kelce, your fantasy matchup starts with you leading your opponent 6 or 7 or 8-0 right away, which can certainly be the difference between a potential championship season. And in fantasy, it's the old Ricky Bobby phrase. If you're not first, you're last. No one cares about who finished fourth in the fantasy league. So Travis Kelce is a league-winning player He has been for each of the past five seasons.
But the one thing we're wondering here about Kelce is, like, you know how Samson gets his strength from hair, right? Now he's clean shaven.
I'm nervous.
Do we? Yeah. Can we trust him now?
I don't know. And that is the only thing. I'm having to do some research. I don't know how fast that beard grows back. but if it requires me going to Kansas City and hand-delivering him some Rogaine in the next week and a half, I will do so to ensure that that beard is back at full strength, because it's a very, very fair point. It is my one concern about Travis Kelce going into the year.
If anybody will find an analytic on the fantasy impact of someone shaving, it would be you, Field. I know you would do the work.
I'll take it.
We appreciate it. Good to talk to you, my man. This was fun. Thank you.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Take care.
All right. Field Yates on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Let's go back on one of the things we talked about, though, Key, in these categories and take the field. You both took the field when it came to the first coach on the hot seat. We don't like to predict anyone getting fired, so to say first coach fired is one thing. There are seven new coaches this year, so clearly seven guys got fired.
Somebody's going to be fired.
Yeah, like one thing I guess we could say is that, right? You could predict for sure there's going to be somebody coaching this year is in his last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every year it happens. Teams make – right, it's usually a couple. So that's what we're trying to say is we know it's inevitable. Who are the guys that you would say – would be at the top of that list? You both don't think it would be Nagy first, right? You would say that more likely it's going to be others.
Yeah.
And we have, like, the list again, you know, and
names,
you
know, that
Nagy
there
is
names.
Under pressure, though, in Chicago. It's got to work out for him there, no doubt.
There's names that's out there.
Cliff Kingsbury. Said already that they've got to make sure this is a year they start to really prove that that's all going to work, and it's going to lead to playoff appearances and eventually a championship with what they did there. Vic Fangio and, you know, Denver, you know, what is it going to take?
It depends on what their defense does. If their defense is lights out and they're really good.
Which with him, usually it is.
Yeah, and they're really good, but they're not, like, playoff contenders, mm-hmm. but the defense is good, then you can always point to the quarterback.
Would Zach Taylor be really under pressure? In Cincinnati, yeah, you just got the quarterback. You're just getting those young pieces together now.
But are they showing progress? Or is Zach Taylor a guy that's not showing progress? Now, in Cincinnati, historically, will sit with a coach forever.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
And so you just don't know how the team is feeling about him as their head coach.
How about two guys that are veteran guys and one guy that certainly has a lot of, you'd think, insurance with a contract, John Gruden or Mike McCarthy? Mike McCarthy on Hard Knocks with the Cowboys right now and a lot of expectations for the Cowboys. And he's only in his, second year, right?
Yeah, it just depends, I think, how bad the Raiders are. If they're, like, really bad, then I think that could be something. The noise, right? The Raider fan base starts to
frustration with him
on and become frustrated to the point where the noise gets loud, and then they finally just say, you know what, we made a mistake.
Well, he's already making changes on his coaching staff, as we know, right? They had to upgrade that on the defensive coordinator side of things. But how?
And I don't know about McCarthy. No, no.
You're not. Yeah, that's the other one.
I don't know about Mike McCarthy. I don't know if I anticipate they're going to have a good year.
Right.
So, you know Dan Quinn is right there. So all they got to do is
Just slide him over. So you're not hearing anything. Normally, you're pretty good at hearing stuff where it sounds
like
this
sounds satisfied.
Like that. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one I wouldn't really put.
I hear that the defense is improving and they're balling in practice and doing their deal and they can't wait for the regular season to start.
So, all right, out of the names we brought, am I missing anyone, do you think? I mean, is Sean McVay under fire?
No,
LA?
Sean McVay's good. Sean McVay
he's still fine?
Oh, yeah. He's still in the honeymoon stages.
How could he possibly still be in a honeymoon stage?
He just went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Did you not see the Rams prior to Sean McVay?
They were pretty – yeah, I know.
For
pretty,
how long?
Pretty ordinary.
Forever.
Yeah. Since the greatest show on turf.
Yes,
pretty
forever.
Much been ordinary. So
I don't think in Stan Kroenke is not an owner that is hands-on. He's like – he's got Les Snead running the
– Yep.
You know, running the whole show and Kevin Dimoff is running around doing something. And so, you know, they kind of handling things for him. And I think Sean McVay is fine.
Okay.
The pressure on Sean McVay is to get the quarterback to play well because that was supposedly one of the main things that was holding you back was Jared Goff.
Well, at least, yeah, supposedly. That's what he felt, and he wanted it done. So that's why I think people look all on him. How about guys that are early on? Joe Judge in New York with the Giants?
I mean,
he's having guys retire. He's having guys leave camp. Like,
I don't really know what that is, though. Like, I don't know. I understand he came in and he wants to do it his way and stuff like that. Last year, he was trying to, when he first took the job.
Very
he was
Parcells
trying to
way about him, but he doesn't have the credibility yet.
I don't know if it was part. People say that.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff he is doing is just weird to me. Well, Bill did that too, but it's a little weird to me. I don't know if he's on the hot seat yet because I don't know if they're tolerating him knowing that. If the owners are like, okay, we see what he's doing. They certainly played hard, you know. And they got better as
the year went on.
Yeah, you want to weed out guys that don't fall in line in your program, and that's what he was doing.
Dave Gettleman's probably more on the hot seat than Joe Judge would be, right? The first guy to go wouldn't be the
head coach. All depends on what they look like. What if they come out there and they win 4 games, 5 games?
Well, the way they played towards the end of last season, you would expect that they would be a better team.
But,
plus, they added some talent.
Things could, you know, go a different way. Minnesota 2 years ago gave extensions to Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
And look at where they're at.
Yeah. On a bit of a treadmill right now. Competitive, but maybe just not enough. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin brought to you by Nat Geo. Download the Overheard podcast for curiously delightful conversations overheard around National Geographic's headquarters, presented by the City Advantage Platinum Select Card, the card built for your next adventure. All right, so they tanked for Tua, but now will he make the leap in year two to live up to that hype? We'll discuss that coming up next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and on SiriusXM, Channel 80.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.